Now it's my pleasure to introduce someone to you who really is a friend of entrepreneurship in Utah. We're honored to have tonight Governor John Huntsman Jr. as our keynote speaker. As a business executive, he's held several positions with Huntsman Corporation, most recently as chairman and CEO of its holding company. And his public service is numerous, and that career includes serving as White House staff assistant to President Ronald Reagan, as the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Commerce for Trade and Development, Deputy Assistant Secretary of Commerce for East Asia and Pacific Affairs, U.S. Ambassador to Singapore under George Bush Sr., and as a Deputy U.S. Trade Representative and U.S. Trade Ambassador under our current President Bush. His commitment to keeping the economic environment of Utah thriving has been a theme of his governorship. He believes in entrepreneurship and innovation and industry, and most importantly, he believes in the people of Utah. On behalf of Ernst & Young, we're grateful to have his support tonight, and we thank him for his continued support of this state's entrepreneurs. Please join me in welcoming Governor John Huntsman.
David, thank you very much. It's indeed an honor and privilege to be here with you tonight. I want to thank you all for being here tonight. I'm looking at our future right in the face. Our future in this state is about entrepreneurs. It's about dreaming the dreams, and it's about making those dreams a reality. And it's most importantly about a state that can create the environment that is propitious and healthy for entrepreneurship. And I want to thank all those tonight who have worked so hard. There are many in this room who I've gone out to visit, whose doors I have knocked on, whether Gary Hollister and Aaron Garrity from Zango, whether Josh James from Omniture, whether Amy Lewis from MetaConnect.net, and Chelsea Rippey. Where would we be without the Shade clothing? I don't know what my guys would be. I'm reminded as I look at our state of a great song that was sung by one of my favorite singers. His name is Bono. He sings for a band called U2. And it was a great song a few years ago called It's a Beautiful Day. And in that verse, the opening verse of the song, he sings, "It's a beautiful day, don't let it slip away." Well, I'm here to report that it's a beautiful day in this great state. It's a beautiful day economically. We're on the move. We've got one of the hottest economies anywhere in the United States of America. Our growth rate is phenomenal. Our unemployment is dangerously low. Our job creation is just where we want it, second or third only to Nevada. But last I looked, we don't have gambling. Nevada does, so they don't count. So when they don't count, we're basically number one. All I want to do, representing the governor's office, is just impart a very simple message. I will continue, and our office and the entire executive branch of state government will continue to do all that we can to ensure that ongoing there is an environment for success. Because we realize that in today's globalized world, where capital is fungible and it moves with lightning speed, that many of you with ideas who create the intellectual property for tomorrow could be anywhere. It's here, or it's Denver, or it's Phoenix, or it's in the Bay Area. We've got to make sure that we earn the right to have you here. And that means we've got to have more venture capital. It means we've got to have the professional services that allow you to go from a startup company all the way through to an IPO. It's got to be a reality here in the state, and increasingly it is becoming a reality. And I just want you to know that every day we are focused on creating that environment that will keep you in business and will keep other entrepreneurs like you successful in the years to come. And let me just in closing say that I'm very excited that on the policy front, we've had a couple of major announcements recently, one a couple of weeks ago and another upcoming. Number one, the USTAR board has been named. Many of you who have followed USTAR know that this is a very important public-private partnership that focuses on the importance of higher education in this state, and it is going to bring to the forefront those industries in which Utah has a distinct competitive advantage. And out of those, we're going to create the industries of tomorrow and employ more people at higher wages. It'll be great opportunities for entrepreneurs. That board has been named July 1st. We are off and running as a USTAR undertaking. Number two, I know some of you are venturing into the international marketplace. We've talked for some time about an international trade center right here in our own backyard. I'm pleased to announce that very soon we will be announcing some great leadership for that international trade center that will allow those of you who are just beginning to peer into the global marketplace and penetrate markets perhaps you've never thought about before, allow you the opportunity for one-stop shopping, to look for market intelligence, to look for export financing, to look for the kind of assistance that businesses, be they small or medium-sized, will need in order to compete in a world in which this state of Utah is now exporting $6.5 billion. It's been a remarkable transformation in our economy. It is largely because of the people who are sitting in this room. And when I say that I am staring down our tomorrow by looking into this crowd, I mean it most sincerely. You're the ones taking the risk, you're the ones building the businesses, and you're the ones who are paying the bills for education, for transportation, and ultimately for the greatest quality of life anywhere in the United States of America. Keep up the great work, and we'll do all that we can to be a partner of assistance to you. Thank you so very much.